Well, last week's weekly crop progress report was just a little bit negative as far as the grains were concerned. We continue to see a crop that is advancing with crop development, but one that did not see as big of a hit in crop conditions as expected by the trade. Looking at the numbers, corn in silk is at 59% complete right now. That's versus 54 for the 5-year average. 13% of the nation's corn is in the dough stage versus 11% average. For crop condition ratings, it dropped 1% to 67% good to excellent, which is 1% better than expected by the trade. And what was the surprise is we did see some states that actually showed some decent improvement. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Nebraska all improved by 2%, which was a surprise. But we did see Minnesota drop by 4%, North Dakota drop by 10%. We did see Ohio decrease by 2% in its crop condition ratings estimate, and South Dakota dropped by 8%. Over in the soybeans, 66% of the crop is now in bloom versus 60% average. Steady pods is at 32% complete versus 24% average. So soybeans are far ahead of their average pace. Conditions also saw an improvement of 1% for soybeans. That's at 66% good to excellent. That also was 2% better than expected by the trade. And again, we did see some states that saw some pretty good improvement, as Illinois improved by 3%, Iowa improved by 5%, and Nebraska improved by 3%. But Northern Plains did have some issues again. Minnesota declined by 1%, North Dakota dropped by 5%, as did South Dakota. For spring wheat, for winter wheat, 74% of the crop is now harvested versus 71 average. That's 4% less than expected by the trade. And spring wheat heading is at 86% versus 85 average. Spring wheat conditions weren't as lucky as corn or soybeans. They saw a big drop. Spring wheat conditions dropped 5% to 53% good to excellent. And every state saw decreases except Washington, which improved by 8%. But Idaho slipped by 7, Minnesota slipped by 3, Montana slipped by 8%, North Dakota was down by 8%, and South Dakota was 6% lower. Overall, friendly to the spring wheat, a little bit negative to corn and to soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.